Jeanne Flavelle's Hot Commodity Podcast Series. Empowering clients with commercial intelligence, supply chain expertise, and risk management solutions.
Good afternoon, everybody. My name is Mike Coughlin, President and CEO of McKinney Flavelle, and today is February 5th, 2021, and welcome to our Hot Commodity Podcast Series. I'm joined today by Eric Thornton, Commodity Specialist at McKinney Flavelle. Hello, Eric. How are you today?
I'm doing great, Mike. How about yourself?
Oh, I'm doing great. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
Yeah, these weeks go by very quickly.
Yeah, we're already in February.
Yeah, I'm going to get this out of the way really quick. And that is Tampa Bay Buccaneers to win the Super Bowl. And everybody knows my picks. So you can figure out what that really means and how accurate I am. So
it's tough to bet against Tom Brady, that's for sure.
It really is. It really is. But, you know, like I could see the Chiefs just controlling the game as well. Great team. Great team. So
certainly. Yep. They whipped up on my Buffalo Bills. So my
end
of the year prediction about them making the Super Bowl came to an end. But
yeah,
it should be an exciting game. It's always fun to get together with family and enjoy
absolutely
some good food there, and should be entertaining.
Going to make some wings in my new air fryer. Yeah. Yeah. That's going to be
fun. That's going to be nice.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Hey, Eric, I thought today we have the WASDE coming up next Tuesday. So I thought today we'd give our listeners a little sneak peek of what we're thinking. So why don't you go ahead and start with corn and soybeans and maybe a little on wheat, and we'll move over to sugar.
Sounds good. Yeah, that's a great idea in the spirit of predictions with the Super Bowl prediction you made. Let's get to maybe what we might see for WASDE next Tuesday. So
let's do it.
Obviously, last few months, we've definitely seen some WASDE fireworks and quite a few surprises over the last four or five reports. So some pretty large adjustments to demand, obviously, and even supply to a degree like we saw in January. So let's see if we can make some estimates for next week. And if we see more fireworks, obviously, I think the bigger changes and most of the changes we'll see will come to demand here domestically. Speaking to corn first, that there's a pretty good consensus out there, I believe, in the market's eyes that we'll see a reduction in corn ending stocks and reduce further from the 1.55 billion ending stock level we're currently at. And much of that is going to come by way likely of exports. So we could see that category go back up, even though the USDA trimmed that down 100 million bushels in January. We likely see a 100 to maybe as high as a 200 million bushel increase. Much of the reasoning being China went on a shopping spree last week, as people I'm sure were monitoring. They scooped up a very sizable amount of corn, totaling 232 million bushels over a four-day stretch last week. So they certainly filled their bags with U.S. corn. And they're also speculating that there's need for an additional maybe 2 to 4 million metric tons out there. So that's keeping the market's interest right now and certainly is the demand category of focus and likely to go up. Looking at ethanol and feed, good chances those remain close to where they are currently. Not anticipating any major swings at this point in the game. There's a potential maybe we could see ethanol trimmed a little bit if they do increase the export category sizably, but not really anticipating anything there. And then switching to Argentina and Brazil and the South American situation, there could also be some further refinement down in their crop estimates. So maybe anywhere from 1 to 2, 2.5 million metric tons for Brazil, potentially, and coming down further from some of the adverse weather they've had to deal with, especially so in the early planting season. And Argentina also remains dry in certain parts. And again, some of the recent rains they've gotten over the last couple of weeks could be a situation of maybe too little too late. So there could be some, again, refinement there from Argentina. So ending stocks globally are also anticipated to come down.
Okay.
And that's kind of the situation I see right now on corn. And switching gears to soybeans real quick, likely going to see same story. and some additional pressure for ending stocks to come down further from 140 million bushels here in the U.S. as, again, exports have remained strong. So there is some room for that category to grow again. We'll see if they do it in this report. You know, again, they've been trending in this category, obviously, of increasing month to month, but doing it at small increments. And with the amount of sales on the books and, you know, 7 months left to go in the marketing year, there's definitely a likelihood that they increase exports again. And most of the analyst expectations bring that stocks level down closer to 100 to 120 million bushel territory. So tightening even further for soybeans, may see some adjustments in soybean crushings, but not probably much increase from where we're at currently at 2.23 billion bushels. So
okay.
Soybeans may not see too much revision. And then I think if you look globally again, we might see some further refinement there from South America, like I explained in corn.
Yep.
And then closing out the grains real quick, Mike, on wheat, I would say the only categories that we could potentially see a revision there domestically could be from maybe another bump up in the feed category, as they did in the previous report, but they may not do it just yet, as there has been increased rationing and feed demand out there here in the U.S. that we're hearing more wheat's getting involved in the feed rationing for livestock. So there could be some adjustments there. It may not come in this report, it may come a little bit later. And overall, exports are remaining pretty much on pace with the 985 million bushel estimate currently. So likely that there is some room there to go up down the road here, especially as we get into Q2, given the fact that, you know, Russia has and will be implementing a export tax starting March 1st. So that could swing some more export demand to the U.S. and something to keep an eye on. So not expecting any changes to this report, but could come down the line. And globally, you know, same situation, potentially some more demand to feed, which could, you know, trim the ending stocks level globally down a little bit from where we stand today. So that's
great.
That's kind of some of the outlook I see in the grains complex for WASD next Tuesday.
Yeah, well, let's thank you. Good recap. Let's talk about sugar. Well, last month, Kevin talked about some of the changes the USDA made. They increased beet production as they saw higher recovery rates in the sucrose on the expectations there. So they increased beet production, and then they also made some adjustments to the Louisiana crop. And so giving us a healthy 14.4 stocks to use ratio. You know, as you know, Eric, they target 13.5. So higher than what their target is. For next week, it should be pretty quiet. They may make some additional adjustments to the Louisiana crop. There's a lot of talk that's even better than what the USDA is showing. So we should see some adjustments or possible adjustments there. But overall, a very quiet report. I think we're going to have to wait until March before any further major adjustments or potential adjustments on the WASD report. But overall, the market is very, very quiet. As you know, in February, we normally attend the colloquium, which this year will be virtual.
Yes.
A lot of meetings and a lot of discussions of the next crop happen during that event. And so as we approach their virtual event, I'm sure some discussions will happen. The suppliers will give some of their ideas of what they're expecting. Obviously, planting intentions report coming out in March can give us further direction on what will happen with the beet crop, which is going to be key as we go into this next negotiation season. So if you're not a client, now's the time to start conversations with us and get our opinion as we go through. Market timing is very, very important with sugar, as you know. And but overall, pretty quiet.
Awesome. Yeah, it's probably going to be, you know, another interesting report next Tuesday. And like you said, a very interesting year, 2021.
Yeah.
With a lot of volatility. So definitely happy to support those out there looking for, you know, market intelligence and circulating any strategies to help them mitigate this risk. So
absolutely.
I think that was a great recap on sugar.
Thank you, Eric. Hey, before we let people go, two things. One, if you're an IQ subscriber, we did a webinar this week on Wednesday. Eric was on it. It was really awesome. And if you're looking for 1 hour to get the top key factors of different commodities we cover, what's going to happen and what we're going to be watching for 2021, check it out. If you missed the webinar, it's okay. It's on the IQ platform under webinars. You can check it out and listen to it as many times as you want. The other thing, Eric, we put out was the invitation to our spring seminar, which normally is in Chicago, but virtual this year. You can go to McKinney-Flavelle.com and register. It's a two-day event, 3 hours each day, on April 27th and 28th. It's back to the future, Eric. We were going to talk about the food revolution last year. It's still continuing, and COVID may have given some hiccups in some areas, but you know, I'll tell you what, it's picked back right back up. And so we're going to talk about traditional ingredients, how they may be impacted, and how consumer demand is changing, and how that's going to impact traditional ingredients, but also new ingredients as well. So check that out. And for all you Tampa Bay Buccaneer fans, good luck. All you Chief fans, good luck.
Tampa Bay.
And yeah, it's gonna be interesting. So live with an attitude of gratitude, as I always like to say. And until next week, take care, everybody.
That concludes this podcast episode. For expanded commentary and more detailed information, log on to McKinney-Flavelle's IQ Ingredient Intelligence platform and listen to our Market Insights podcast. If you're not a subscriber, visit McKinney-Flavelle.com for more information. And as always, follow us on YouTube, LinkedIn, Facebook, and Twitter.